And joining us once again on the phone from Friends in Action International, our friend Shannon Medich. Shannon is the communications manager. Earlier, Shannon told us about how this nonprofit is reaching unreached people groups throughout the remote places of the world. Good morning again to you, Shannon.
Thank you, Fred. Good morning to you.
Shannon, though you guys are global and you're throughout the world, you must have some great stories about how God has worked through this whole COVID situation. Can you share some with our listeners?
Yeah, you know, God always shows himself faithful. He has, again, taken what looked like darkness and turned it to light, and what looks like hopelessness and just brought hope to it. Thankfully, Friends in Action partners with missionaries and national believers on the ground. So we never go anywhere where we don't have an existing contact who was there and will be there after we're gone. So even though in many cases we couldn't be there in person this year, our ministry partners in the area are still able to continue the ministry. So in every ministry in all six countries in which we work and on all 10 projects, they're still going strong. And I'll give you two examples. I'll talk to you about the Ramaki people in Nicaragua. We've been working with the Ramaki. They're one of the last indigenous people groups in Nicaragua. And there were about 1,400 of them that were living on this tiny island. And it was really poverty stricken. They had three and four people living in one little hut. And the sanitation issues were horrendous. And more than a decade ago, we were asked to go in there and help them remediate this housing situation. They had a hurricane that leveled a lot of the island, and they really were desperate people in need of a lot of help and had never really heard the full gospel. And so we went in there and helped them start rebuilding a community. This was more than a decade ago, and we hosted Bible trainings and things. So this year, here we are, we can't get back there to continue building into the community. But you know what? We had taught them through these other years, we had taught them how to use a block press, how to make cement blocks out of their own cement and rebar. And so even though we weren't there, we were able to send supplies there. And the national leaders that have been raised up over the last decade, they've continued to build, and they completed two more houses all on their own, and they continued the teaching. And they are teaching in their own native language of Rama Creole, and they are continuing to reach out. There's still nine more villages, neighboring villages that haven't been reached, and they are carrying the gospel forth. So even though we haven't been there, we've seen God's faithfulness there.
It's awesome to hear about God's faithfulness in these ways, especially during the whole pandemic. How can our listeners get involved other than visiting your website? What other things do you have coming up that our listeners could be a part of?
We are excited. We have some events coming up, and we're excited to be able to host these events. First, each year we have an annual missions conference, and this year, well, it's a missions banquet, so it's dinner and a program. This year, to take into account social distancing, we're going to have two locations, so on two separate dates, so we can accommodate more people and make sure that we're all safe and healthy. So this year, listeners can either come on October 30th to the Best Western Premier Hotel Central Hotel in Harrisburg. That's on October 30th. Or if you're more of a Lancaster County person, we're having another one on November 6th at Community Bible Church in Marietta. On both nights, they're both Friday nights, the doors open at 5:30, and the program, the dinner is going to start at 6, and the program's going to go till 8:30. And they're going to be an identical banquet. So we are going to have an awesome night of celebration. We're going to be having games and prizes, videos, music, and there's going to be testimonies. So you're actually going to get to see videos from the indigenous people groups from the field that have been translated so that you can see the impact that your prayers and your giving has made on these people and is making. So if you're interested in learning more about either of those banquets, registration is open now, and you can go online and at our website and read more about that. That's www.fiaintl.org, and there's registration. So hop on there and check that out. And seating is limited. We could only do 125 at one location, 150. So if you're interested, get your RSVP in soon.
So visit online. You can go to FIAINTL.org. That's for October 30th or November 6th. And we're running out of time here, Shannon, but quickly tell us about your flea market flip, if you can.
Yeah, we're having this great fundraiser. It's happening right now. We're doing our own little flea market flip. You know, from doing all these construction projects, we've got tidbits and leftovers and trinkets. We've also had generous donors bring us some household goods. And if you stop by our warehouse at our headquarters, you can call in and they can bring you in and you can look through these tidbits, pick out some, we've got some furniture pieces. You can pick out some of this stuff and take it home, repurpose it, and then if you want to, you can bring it back as a donation, your finished final piece, put some fabulous into it, make something great that's sellable. We're going to have an epic yard sale on Saturday, October 3rd from 8 until 2 on the grounds at Friends in Action, and we will put your flea market flip creation up, and we're going to use all the proceeds from that yard sale and that sale to try to purchase a skid steer that'll help us load and supplies and materials for the field to send overseas.
Find out about all the ways you can get involved with Friends in Action International online, FIAINTL.org. Shannon, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you, Fred. We so appreciate it.